Hello, Liam Horan here at the Spandau GA Club Audi Boo for today, Saturday, September 14, 2013. Just back from Father O'Hara Park in Charlestown. We were beaten by 18 points to 9 by Charlestown, the Mayo Senior League. Well beaten in the end, although it did look reasonably promising the first half. We started poorly. We were 4-1 down after about 15 minutes. Peter Stanton getting our only free early on. But then we rallied and... with Ronan Mackin and David Killian taking over in the middle of the field, we had a purple patch in terms of possession. Unfortunately, we didn't score enough during that purple patch. We got back to 4-4, and then we went in 6-5 at half-time, 6-5 down. But looking to have some hope then. The first half, Peter Stanton got one lovely point from the left wing, with the left foot on the left wing. Peter Stanton again with a free, and Mark Walken, Peter and Shane Biggins got other points. And for Charlestown, Martin Mulvaney, Brendan Quinn, Colin May, Brendan Quinn again, Colin May, and May again from a free with their scores. They went in 6 points to 5 up at half time. And they really blitzed us at the start of the second half. Mulvaney, Richie Harran, Mulvaney again, May, Mulvaney, May, Quinn, all getting points. Gareth O'Donnell with a fantastic point as well. And before we knew where we were 15 points to 5 down. And that was. The winning of the game really for Charlestown, that saw them home. We rallied a bit again with Mark Walken getting a point, Peter Stanton getting two, David Killing getting one. But really, with Richie Harden and Colin May kicking late points for them as well, they were well in control to win by 18 points to 9. The Ballinrobe team this evening was in goal, Sean Shocklessy, full back line, David O'Connor, Eugene O'Malley and Rory Kane. Half back line, Shane Biggins, Ray McGrail and Phelan Riley. At midfield, Ronan Mackin and David Killian. Half forward line, Darren McDonnell, Peter Stanton and Connor Kane. The full forward line, James Quinn, Mark Walken and James Murphy. And the first half, James Murphy got injured. He was replaced by Pori Costello. We also brought on Peter Finnerty for Shane Biggins, and Ronan O'Reilly came on for Pori Costello towards the end as well. So that was it. Referee was Michael Daly from Ballyhonus. 2 points that might have looked like they might come away at half time, but Charlestown, who are of course into the quarter final of the Mayo Senior Football Championship this year, kicking on to win it by the scoreline of 18 points to 9. Tonight we have our All Ireland tickets, the first of our two All Ireland tickets raffles in Costello's Bar, Abbey Street, at 11 o'clock. Hope to see you there. Lotto again, of course, on Monday night. Please do support that as well. And Skills Academy on Wednesday evening at 6:30, and various other events in the club over the next week as well. Not to mention, of course, seismic events in Croke Park tomorrow week. And we wish Donal Vaughan and Kenneth O'Malley and their Mayo colleagues all the best as they prepare for that game. And Stephen Burke, who unfortunately has been injured, was part of the Mayo minor squad, played centre-half forward in the Connacht final, but picked up an injury at a very bad time. In fact, Stephen was linesman this evening. And I'm sure it's a very frustrating time for him as well to be missing out on the minor team's run to the All-Ireland final. Okay, thank you very much. More on Ballinrobe GAA Club on ballinrobegaaclub.com. Thank you.